Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Sybil from Williamsburg, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
Everything is strong.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When the Danish singer and pianist Agnes Obel released her first solo album back in 2010, it didn't sound like conventional pop music, but the album promptly went gold or even platinum in France, Holland, and several other countries, and this song, Riverside, went on to amass 13 million views on YouTube. Now Agnes has released her second album. It's called Aventine, and it, too, is full of simple, beautiful songs that are impossible to pin down. Agnes Obel is here with her trio, and they're going to start us off with a live performance of a song called Fuel to the Fire here on Soundcheck.
Oh,
That is called Fuel to the Fire, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio from the Danish singer and pianist Agnes Obel, with Anna Müller playing the cello and Mika Posen playing the violin, both of them contributing some backing vocals and some effects pedals on their various string instruments. The song Fuel to the Fire appears on Agnes Obel's latest album called Aventine. And Agnes joins me here in the Soundcheck studio. It's great to have you and the trio with us today.
Yeah, it's great being here.
And thank you also for letting me call you Agnes. I suppose in Denmark it would be Agnes or something?
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But then people wouldn't know what kind of name to look up online, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Agnes it is when you're in English-speaking countries. Yeah. So a lot of your songs have these really wonderful videos that go with them, and they tend to be very abstract videos. Mm-hmm. They suggest a story without telling one. It seems like your songs do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, for me, I don't know. A lot of the songs have like a specific story. So in my mind, it's very concrete and specific, but I guess I like in music, and I also like it in films, when you sort of invoke something instead of stating it, and sort of building it up piece by piece, step for step.
So you have a story in your mind when you're writing the song, but it's just not interesting to just say first this happens, then this happens, and then that happens. It's more interesting to kind of suggest things and evoke things.
I have been working a lot with memories as a way of writing songs, and sometimes memory can be really vague, but you still feel the atmosphere and the feeling quite strongly, and I think music is a great way of expressing that in a way, and I also believe you can do it with words, but you just have to approach it in a different way.
Mm. So this song, Fuel to the Fire, this is from the album Aventine. Where does that name come from?
It comes from the song. We made a song called Aventine, and it was a song I wrote about working on music, or, yeah, when you work without a plan, but you're sort of working with your gut feeling.
Uh-huh.
And this way of working, I really like that, where you don't really know which way you're going, but you sort of feel like there's something out there. And in many ways, I thought a mountain could be a good way to sort of like climbing a mountain. And then I thought this mythical hill could be like a good image to work with. And I knew Aventine was one of the seven hills in Rome that was sort of hunted by birds of ill omen. And I just thought like, okay, this is perfect, a perfect image. And then it ended up being title for the whole album, because I have been sort of working with all the songs like that.
Right. So now you're here today. It's piano, violin, and cello.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like you're about to play Schubert or Brahms.
Yeah.
But you have listened to, you grew up with classical music, right?
Yeah, I did. Well, a little bit. I grew up with all kinds of music. So my father was a jazz man, but my mom played classical piano, and so I had a little bit of input from her, and so all kinds of music. It was sort of very eclectic.
Yeah.
But it's not like Anna, who really grew up with the classical, really classical music upbringing.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, you know, both Anna and Mika show up with effects pedals and stuff, and you begin to see the influence. Now, you live and work in Berlin, where electronic music is everywhere.
Yeah.
So is there a little bit of that influence in the songwriting as well?
Maybe. I don't know, actually. Sometimes I feel like I'm like the only one in Berlin not making electronic music, also because a lot of my friends are doing electronic music. And in the beginning, when I started working on my own stuff in Berlin, I felt like I was the only one. And but I think this feeling that you were sort of the only one doing it, makes you feel more special, then you make more. But I realize now that I actually was influenced by a lot of them in the way of working and working on your own, and then also obviously the electronic stuff. But it's also Mika and Anna themselves, like really wonderful solo artists that have their own sound and style and a new way of sort of playing these classical instruments.
Well, the results are on the new album called Aventine. It's the latest release from Agnes Obel, who's here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. I mentioned the videos. Our website has the video for this next song called Dorian, which is really quite beautiful. You want to play the song for us?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Agnes Obel making her way back to our piano. Anna Müller playing the cello. Mika Posen on violin. And Agnes and the trio will be performing here in New York at the Bowery Ballroom on Thursday, August 14th. The album Aventine out now. Here's a live performance of this song called Dorian.
Dorian.
That's called Dorian, a live performance from Agnes Obel and her trio, live here in the Soundcheck studio. Once again, a song from Agnes's most recent album called Aventine, and featuring Anna Müller on cello and Mika Posen playing the violin, both at times heavily affected, using a lot of the same little black boxes that electric guitarists have used all these years. And Agnes, you just add our little old Steinway piano. You play guitar too, right?
Oh yeah, but not very much. Super. I'm not the most fantastic guitar player, no, but I can play a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that even as you're touring around now, supporting your second record, you're already starting work on the third. Is that right?
Yeah, sort of. It's more sort of a mental thing. Like, I don't know, I like to think about it and develop and try to play it and try to play some of the new songs I've made in the room and the soundcheck and write lyrics and stuff. But it's not like this focused way of working. It's more sort of this more unrealistic way where you don't really have a deadline yet and you can sort of dream away. So, yeah.
So what are you dreaming of? Doing something other than piano?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm starting to become really interested in all forms of keyboards or other forms of keyboards like, spinet or
harpsichord,
celeste and celesta and like all these kind of old keyboards and see if I can sort of write songs for that and replace the piano in many of these songs.
Hmm. All right, but the piano is front and center right now. Aventine is the name of the most recent album by Agnes Obel and her trio. They are playing on Thursday night, the 14th, here in New York at the Bowery Ballroom. And it's been great having you and the rest of the trio here with us. I've enjoyed this music for a long time, and great to have you here with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you for having us. It's great being here. Yeah.
You have a song you can play us out with?
Yeah, we're going to play The Curse for you now.
All right, The Curse, once again from the album Aventine. Agnes Obel making her way back to our piano for a final live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this in-studio performance, join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.